As I knelt down for prayer, I kind of scanned my eyes over the crowd here tonight. And the thought went through my mind that it's kind of a small crowd. If you compare them to a Sunday morning crowd, we have a small crowd tonight. But I want to say thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for putting forth the effort to be in service tonight. It's an encouragement to me. As I was sitting there, my mind was kind of racing through prayer requests and part of the service. I had to think, why is it that we do what we do as Christians? Why is it that we do what we do? Why do we put forth the effort 2 to 3 times a week to be in services? Why is it that we maybe plan out what we consider our precious vacation times, and much of the time we set those aside during the summer months to attend camp meetings, to go sit and hear someone talk to us? You know, much of the world doesn't understand that way of life. Why do we put up with some of the strange looks that we get, some of the laughs that maybe we get at us for doing what we do, dressing the way we dress? I think we do this, and I think we're here tonight because we want to serve the Lord. Because God is so good and God is so faithful. And we benefit from that faithfulness. And we benefit from His goodness. And we want to give something back in return. I believe that's why we're here tonight. Because those that are here tonight, we love the Lord. And we want to do everything we can do to make heaven our home. I believe we're here because we have tasted and we have seen. The Scripture says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I believe I can say with confidence that everybody here, at least some time in your life, at some point in your life, you have seen and tasted the goodness of the Lord, and we are here because we want more. We are constantly wanting more of the Lord. Now, I know we all come for different needs. We face different things in life. We come because we need help with those needs. We come because sometimes, maybe during the middle of the week, we need a pick-me-up, we need some encouragement. And it seems like maybe just being here, seeing those putting forth the effort can be an encouragement. But that's kind of my burden tonight, is that it is my prayer, I should say, that the thought that the Lord has given me, that maybe it'll be an encouragement to you. So, y'all please pray for me. That the Lord will bless these thoughts and I can get them out as He gave them to me. Now, that being said, I do hope that y'all can receive some encouragement from this with the Lord's help. But I want to just read you some facts or maybe some statistics. Won't take long. It's maybe 7 or 8 of those. And when you first hear these, it is quite the opposite of encouragement. And it might seem a little discouraging, but bear with me and as we just read through these few little things. The first one I'll read is, there is some disagreement on this. I wasn't able to find it set in stone, but I went with the one I saw most common, and that is, in the U.S. today, we deal with a 40 to 50% divorce rate. Now again, there is some disagreement on that, but that's close to accurate. On any given night in the United States, there are 600,000 people that are homeless. And a quarter of those people are children under the age of 18 years of age. The United States sees about 30,000 suicides every year. And again, about 15% of those will be before the individual turns 18. 22,000 children die every day worldwide because of poverty. The United States loses, on average, between 4 and 7 children due to abuse and neglect. Kind of switching gears a little bit. The American total credit card debt is about $927 billion. The U.S. national debt is around $21 trillion. And then I won't even get into crime statistics, murder statistics. There's a list of things you could go on and on about that. And then I'll just briefly mention, won't get into a lot of it, the political scene that we deal with. The back and forth. No matter what side you're on, there's back and forth, squabbling, strife. Just within the last, that's been going on for years, but just unless you've had your head under a rock, just within the last few weeks, accusations thrown around, back and forth, so much disagreement, no unison, just no that I've heard, no mention of prayer, just turmoil. It's all around us. It's the world we live in. It's a world of turmoil. And from our human way of seeing things, it seems like it has done nothing but continue to spiral down. That's what it appears to be, and I'm fairly confident that that's the way it is. We are so bombarded from all sides with so much evil and hatred. It seems like everything that we stand for, or most everything that we stand for, is being bucked against, being shot down, being put down on. I can say with most certainty that you could walk out of this building, go out of this driveway tonight, and go a mile in either direction, and you could probably find somebody that has, at some point in their life, or is part of these statistics that I've read tonight. It's something I feel that, as individually, as we are individually concerned, it's something that, for the most part, can't be helped. It's just life. It's something that we have to learn to deal with. And how we deal with it is very important. But while we may or may not individually have contributed to these statistics, if you're alive tonight and living, it's just something that we're going to have to come to the Lord, seek Him about, and ask Him to give us the help to learn how to deal with these things. We may not face individually, or I haven't, I should say. I guess someone that has come to me and that has just belittled me, put down on me. Maybe you have experienced that, but I'm thinking more of as in God's church as a whole. The oppositions we face as a whole. There are two spirits in this world. The Holy Spirit, the pure and Holy Spirit, which we know is of God, and the evil spirit that we know of as Satan. I'd like to turn to Romans 8:31. And this is just kind of the one scripture that my thought comes from. We have a spirit in this world that is against us. We have people that are against us. We have things that are against us. We have circumstances that are against us. But what's really behind the root of it all is an evil spirit that is against us. An evil spirit that is against anything pure, anything holy, anything that is right, anything that is good, anything that is of what God represents. That's what that evil spirit is against. Romans 8:31 says, "What shall we say to these things?" And here's what I want to focus in on tonight. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I might repeat that a few times in this thought. And I hope you don't get tired of hearing it. If God be for us, who can be against us? Satan is after us tonight, folks. Satan wants to do anything he can to see you die a spiritual death. There's a scripture in 1 Peter. We don't have to turn there. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Saints, we live in a world that Satan has got behind so much stuff that he wants to see you doomed. He wants to see you die. He wants to see you fail. He wants to devour us. He wants to devour our soul. He wants to devour everything that God has intended for us to be. He wants to see us struggle. He wants to see us suffer. He wants to see us live a life of misery. And most of all, He wants to see us die a spiritual death. Satan is against us, and he will stop at nothing. He has gotten behind so many individuals, so many circumstances in this world, circumstances that he knows that we have no choice but to be a part of. And he is willing to get into whatever circumstance he can in order to get to us. He is willing to work through any individual he can in order to get to us. Now that might sound all doom and gloom, and I do want to leave you with encouragement. And I want to leave you with encouragement, but I also, you don't need me to tell you these things, but I want to remind you, let it be fresh in your mind how dangerous Satan is, how dangerous the evil spirit is, and what he can do. And the encouragement that I want to leave with you tonight is, if God is for us, who can be against us? There's nothing he can do. Nothing he can do to penetrate the power of God. Verse 35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" We face things in this world that are very troubling to us. It can weigh on our minds. It can put us in much distress. We can face much tribulation over it. But there are places we can go at certain times to get away from those things. We can go to the four walls of our home. We can come here. Does that get us away from those things? In a sense, it does. Satan uses and works through those things. But what about us? Right here in these four walls tonight. Can Satan work in our midst tonight? I believe He can. I believe even though we profess to live a saved and sanctified life, that if we're not careful and we let our guard down, that Satan will try to work through us inside this building tonight. If we give him room. If we give him the opportunity. How about in our homes? With our children. Our spouses. Is Satan in our homes? I pray he's not. I pray we have invited the Holy Spirit to be in our homes. I pray that every time we come to service, we invite the Holy Spirit to be here amongst us in this service. To keep the evil spirit at bay. But saints, he can work through us. It's very dangerous. I'm telling you, he can work through us. If he could find a way right now to work through me as I stand up here and give you what I feel like the Lord has given me, he would do that. I want to share with you a very personal experience. Very, very personal. It includes my wife. And it's a personal experience for both of us. I have asked her permission and she said it would be okay. Here about a week ago, just that recent, me and my wife took a little ride to Hammond, to the little college there. We wanted to do some walking, just the two of us, to get away for a little bit. So we left the children with someone and we made our way. And on the way, my wife wanted to discuss some things and open up to me a little bit. So she did that. And it kind of took me by surprise a little bit. I won't say that everything she said was pleasant to my ears. It's not something I really wanted to hear. It wasn't something terrible. It was just some things that she had seen in our relationship she was concerned about, and she was wanting my input. Well, at the time, I didn't feel like giving my input. I have to admit, I kind of put up a wall. And looking back now, I feel like I kind of just shut her out. And the evening didn't go so well. But you know what? The week didn't go so well either. And as the days went on, though she didn't come out and say it, I could feel that there was just something there between us. There wasn't much unity there. There wasn't really much conversation there. And it wore on us both. About that, a few days before that, I wasn't here last weekend. I had to work last weekend. But around the time of last weekend, the Lord gave me this thought, if God be for us, who can be against us? And I really felt like He was really prodding me in this direction to bring this thought out in my next opportunity. But that happened Monday. And then throughout the week, it did nothing but worsen and come to a head. And I'm going to tell you, I had a mental block. I did. I would try to go and I would try to study. I would try to have my morning devotions. And I struggled. I struggled. And just here very recently, and I'm saying this, y'all, because this is the way the devil can work. I profess to live a saved and sanctified life. I thank the Lord for everything He's done for me in my life. But that doesn't exempt me from what the devil can do and what the devil will try to do in our lives. I think it was just as recent as yesterday. Maybe the day before, I'm not sure. I think it was yesterday. My wife wanted to try to talk to me again. about the same issues. And I had been praying about it. I knew how it had affected our relationship. And I wanted to try to approach it differently. I knew the time was coming that we would be discussing it again because nothing was resolved the first time. So we went on to talk about it. And I can say thank the Lord, the outcome was much different. Thank the Lord very much. I thank the Lord for helping both of us through that. Again, I want to repeat, saints, we are not exempt from the way the devil can slip in and use those things against us. Use the things that our brothers and our sisters in Christ sitting in the same building and having things that I don't like the way he looks tonight or I don't like what she said. Using those things amongst ourselves to turn us against each other. Using the things that our spouse has on their heart to turn us against each other. But remember, if God be for us, who can be against us? And saints, that's something we have to keep at the forefront of our mind. God is for us. Satan can do nothing about that. How do we know God is for us? Well, I believe it's what I said earlier. Because I believe we have all lived life enough, or most of us have anyway, that we have tasted and we have seen the goodness of the Lord. We have seen His power and we know what He can do. And there is something in us that keeps us coming back for more. Lord, I want more of You. Thank the Lord for that. The Lord demonstrated and proved His love by sending His own Son, His only Son, to die on the cross. And if He did that, do you think He would do that in order to see you fail? No, He wouldn't. That's a simple answer. No, He would not. We don't have to go through this life struggling with things that would hinder our spiritual growth from the Lord to the Lord. If you are facing things in your life, troubled relationships, ill will toward your brother or sister, God is for you. God is for you tonight. There's a scripture. You don't have to turn there. I'm thinking of everything that goes on in the world, everything that goes on in our lives. It can be confusing. We can have questions. There's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Another scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Listen, we don't have to be the devil's victims tonight. We don't have to be victims of confusion. We don't have to be victims of fear. We don't have to live in depression. We don't have to live in anxiety. We don't have to have turmoil. We don't have to have squabbles amongst each other. We don't have to have squabbles. With our spouses. With our children. With our brothers and sisters. We can live in peace. We can live in unity. We can live in harmony. Because God is for us. And the devil can do nothing about that. If you could put God's power and the devil's power on a scale, You wouldn't be able to see both ends of the scale. They're too far from each other. The devil has no say-so in your life. If you have the power of God, and if you seek for the power of God, God is not going, God does allow us to go through things in this life. It's how we face those circumstances. It's what we do with those circumstances. It's how we let those affect us. God lets us go through those hard places in life. He allowed us to be here in this day and time when there's so much things, when there's so many things going on around us. But through it all, God wants to see you succeed. That's why He put you here. He wants to see you make it. He wants to see you conquer. He wants to give you the power that only He can give. Because He is for you. He's on your side. He's got your back. He wants to do whatever it is. He wants to give you whatever it is that you need in your life to conquer these things or those things that are hindering any kind of spiritual growth. Even though we are here saved tonight, I can't stress this enough. There's things that we need the Lord's power to overcome in our lives. The devil will stop at nothing. Verse 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that is just a reminder to me that there is nothing we are going to face in this life that has to be the reason for me not to make it, for me not to make home. I'm reminded of a song. Some of you may know it. The title of it is Look to God. The verse goes, there are circumstances way beyond which you can understand. Seems you're stranded, lost without a way. Staring at the ground, your head is down. May I offer you a hand? I think it says it's time to rise. Lift your eyes today. Look to God. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid. I believe it says you're not alone. He's the one that will give you courage. To press on, look to God. Revelations 21 and 7, I happened to look over and look at the old, I believe this is the verse that was on the old Sunday school, this lesson we just got through with. But I looked at it and it was the verse I wanted to end with tonight. Revelations 21 and 7 says, He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Thank the Lord for that, y'all. I thank the Lord so much that God is on our side and that we're going to face those things in life that are going to come against us. But they will not win. They will not conquer. They will not prevail over us as long as we are seeking and have the power of God in our lives. I hope you can leave encouraged tonight. But I also hope you were reminded of what Satan can do to us and each individually. Even though we're here in these four walls and we always consider this some kind of safe haven, some kind of protection, and we do the same with our homes. But Satan will squeeze in anywhere he can. He was able to squeeze into this conversation me and my wife had. And it was terrible. I was miserable for a week's time. Again, thank the Lord for what He did. Thank the Lord for helping us through that. But that's what He wants to do to us in our lives, these individually. He wants to squeeze in and put a finger, put a toe, get a foot in the door, so to speak. And we won't even realize it at the time being. Until it's too late, until things have festered, until things have come to a head. And then we look back and say, Lord, what have I done? Lord, help us to be on our guard at all times. Help us to realize the power that is there available for us. Help us to take advantage of that power. If God be for us, who can be against us? Y'all pray for me.